My Music. A panel game devised by Edward J. Mason and Tony Shryan. Your chairman, Steve Race.
When, at the age of 16, I arrived here at the Royal Academy of Music as a student, I little thought that one day I would walk onto this stage to introduce a radio program. Probably because when I was a student here, this very spot was a depository for old rubbish.
Still is.
Still is to some degree.
Thank you.
May I present my colleagues, John Amis, Frank Muir, Ian Wallace and Dennis Norton. Thank you. Also here, pen poised to record the score in this closing edition of the present series, Leonie Lawson. John, what would be the next sound you hear after this? If it turns out that you need it later on, I'll give you a clue. Then what, John?
Da 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 da, flonk flonk.
No, not that.
A trombone.
Yes, a trombone. Yeah. Which trombone player?
Oh, I don't know. It could be J.J. Johnson or Tommy Dorsey.
No,
or one
earlier
of them,
than J.J. Johnson. You got it right the second time.
Yeah. I got it right?
Tommy Dorsey.
Good Lord.
Let us hear him, because he made a lovely sound. Yes, Tommy Dorsey's Song of India. Frank, this is really a bit weird. Strange noises. Can you tell me, please, what is happening? What's happening there?
It's that brrrm is a drum. Mm. And it's... Is it a fairground organ?
No, but you're on the right sort of
it's
track.
It's that sort of thing.
You certainly have the mark.
It's a mechanical.
I wanted an excuse to play it to you. Back in the 1920s, Duke Ellington composed and played that, originally for an automatic instrument, the Nickelodeon, which had a snare drum attachment. And in performance, actually, the chap who found this vintage, this wonderful historic jazz record, had a bit of trouble in copying it because that drum attachment went wrong. And earlier in the recording, I've got the disc at home, you can hear what happened. A very young Duke Ellington playing a piece called Jig Walk.
A disease of sheep.
Yes. Ian, what connects this tune with the brothers Andrew and Julian? Beautiful tune. Do you know the connection?
It's a piece of Rachmaninoff, that
yes.
much I recognise. And as using ordinary powers of deduction, as one Lloyd Webber composes and yeah. the other plays the cello, presumably the one composed something on that theme for the other.
Yes, if you take the theme as you heard it then and turn it sort of the other way up, you get... Which becomes, of course, the original theme. The theme by, remember the fiddle player's name? On whom
Paganini.
Paganini, yes, on whom those variations are based. So that's
Thank you, madam.
Because Andrew took that theme and wrote some variations for his brother, Julian yeah. Lloyd Webber. Dennis, you with a nostalgic memory. I played this music hundreds of times, and I suspect you probably heard it hundreds of times.
There are songs to make you blue and songs to cheer you. And if you sing with us, we'll help the neighbors hear you. So why not?
Sing it again.
Sing it again, yeah. Yes. Yeah. Goodness knows how many thousands of those programs we did over over earlier decades, yes. Sing it again. Meanwhile, another round. And a first question for John. John, W.S. Gilbert offered the libretto of his Fallen Fairies to Sullivan, Elgar, Messager, Massenet, Lisa Lehmann and Alexander Mackenzie before another composer, the seventh on the list, finally agreed to write music for it. Who was he? Curious piece of information, this. Sullivan, Elgar, Messager, Massenet, Lisa Lehmann, Mackenzie, they all turned it down, or couldn't for some reason. Who did write the music for Gilbert's Fallen Fairies? And you don't know.
Edward German?
Yes, you got it. Edward German it was, yeah. It's from Fallen Fairies that the couplet comes, "In all the woes that curse our race, there is a lady in the case." A very Gilbertian line. Frank, try this. It's an Englishman in France in 1776 writing about a certain musical person. He is a musical instrument above the concert pitch and therefore too elevated for the present state of society. All his singularities and errors, as they are called, proceed from the extreme delicacy of his sensations. Thomas Bentley, Frank, writing about which solitary walker?
1776, no, I don't know him.
He wrote music...
Well, there you go. See, if you're going into musical questions, then I'm not your man.
No, he certainly wrote music. He wrote, for instance, a musical setting of Le Devant de Village.
Oh.
Give me the name. Give me a hyphenated name.
Jean-Jacques Rousseau.
Jean-Jacques Rousseau. Should we give him that? I think it's very difficult.
One act opera.
Jean-Jacques Rousseau. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Right, Ian, the date is 1892. What did Michael Maybrick, the singer, have in common with Stephen Adams, the composer... and the mayor of Ryde?
Stephen Adams, yes, he was...
Yes.
He wrote The Holy City.
That's it. You've got it. They were the same person. Michael Maybrick sang, Stephen Adams composed, and was at the same time the mayor of Ryde. They wrote The Holy City.
What a versatile fellow.
Yes. Dennis, in one of my favourite recent books, Volume 4 of the Littleton Hart Davis Letters, George Littleton writes to his friend... Does London really flock to see a play in which the point is that a dance band drummer is a Spanish prince incognito? Which play would that be, Dennis? William Douglas Hume, Cambridge Theatre...
Wasn't Coriolanus, was it?
No. Now, Cambridge Theatre, 1955.
Oh, really? Was it kind of Boulevard Theatre, you know, in other words, was it sort of Eliot's standard, or is it...
No, I wouldn't have thought it was Eliot's standard if it came from William Douglas Hume.
Oh, William Douglas Hume.
Yes.
Oh, I missed that. What did William Douglas Hume write?
He
wrote all those funny plays, didn't he? Yes, Chiltern Hundreds and...
The Reluctant...
The Reluctant Debutante.
The Reluctant Debutante it was. Do try this next round at home. Pens, ink and paper handy for the piano medley. Then compare your results with those of John and Frank, the first four songs, Ian and Dennis, the second four. John.
I'm glad this is the last programme, Steve, because I haven't got any.
Did you you know that one, Frank? Da da dum bum
da da. Yes,
I seem to know that.
It's called Ballet Egyptian. Yes, it's by Lugini, Ballet Egyptian. Yes.
I thought it was da 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 little little.
That's another bit, isn't it?
Oh,
there are four.
Then dum ba dum da dum ka dum ka dum ka dum ka dum ka dum ka
dum. I'm breathless.
I'm breathless. Yes.
Believe me as we
give me a price.
Believe me.
Give me an estimate.
I
really can't wait. I've got sixpence. It's only half a
month. Oh, yes,
and then... That's what it's got written down here. The D.
Look, considering the state of affairs, could you lend us a mark?
No, not at all.
Back
no,
again
you were ahead, but you've dropped back a bit now. It's Little Dolly Daydream.
Then
Dennis bum-ba-da.
Toy trumpet, yes.
I've just got down Little Dogie.
Roll Along Covered Wagon.
No, it's not.
It's Get Along Little Dogie.
You've dropped a half mark.
Yes,
now it's
yes.
The last roundup.
Little Dogie was right.
Your Little Dogie was
then.
Hello, all alone.
What'll I do? What'll I do?
I'll always be in love with you.
I'll always be in love with you, yes. Or I'll always be in love with you,
one
would say, rather than sing. The first line of a song isn't necessarily the title line. For example, John, 'Twas on a Monday morning. What's the title of the song that begins like that?
'Twas on a Monday morning. It's old Flanders and Swan, isn't it? The gas man cometh.
No. I'm not wearing that at all.
Is it?
Ian's trying to give you a hint with a little bit of mime there.
Dashing away with a smoothing iron.
No, you dropped another one. Frank.
You stole my heart away.
Everybody ought to know. Everybody ought to know.
Everybody how to do the twinkle toe.
Not quite twinkle.
Well, near enough, is it?
Tickle toe. That's
tickle toe.
Yes. How to
oh, twinkle toe is much better.
A tickle toe, yes. Ian.
Everybody ought to know how to do the tickle toe.
Ian, I'll have a petticoat of muslin.
Will you, by Jove?
Keep you out of the forces.
With any luck, yes.
Well, as you can gather, Steve, it's not one of the songs in my repertoire.
It is very much your kind of music. I'll have a petticoat of muslin.
It's Edward German.
Yes,
isn't it?
The title of the song.
Oh, it's
said.
It comes from Merry England, doesn't it? Something about, I can never sort of, Joe a Day or whatever.
Well, yeah, I'd dare, half the mark. Dream a Day Jill. Did you say Merry England? It comes
yes,
from Tom Jones.
Yes. Well, we were in the right area, weren't we, really?
I'm glad I'm not the scorer
three,
on this programme. Dennis, This Lovely Day. That's the start of a song. This Lovely Day.
Oh, this lovely... It's not... The day has lengthened into evening, right?
Good yeah. baritone
stuff,
yes.
Some heart, yes. Right. Yes, I'll remember April.
Yes, I'll remember April. Good, yeah. That's a good...
Wasn't the,
that's the way to answer yeah. the question.
Steve, well, wasn't the original of this round the famous story of band leaders who always ask, could you play You Are The One?
Oh, yes. Yes. Do you know, did anybody in the audience know a song called You Are The One? Yes, Night and Day, You Are The One.
Do you know Lisa Brown? Nat Temple was asked for Lisa Brown.
Lisa Brown.
Lisa Brown, come tumbling down.
Yes, I've got about another half dozen of those
yes,
for you in
yes.
the next series, actually. I'm sort of compiling a nice list at the moment. Some duties coming up. Meanwhile, let's hear a little more recorded music. John, you may not know this particular work, but you ought to be able to identify the composer from his melodic style, and I think from his orchestration, too. Thank you. don't think you know the work. Who do you think's the composer?
No, I would say it's over-orchestrated or badly balanced on that record.
Mm. Who?
Very thick.
Who's the composer? His sort of tunes as well.
Well, are you expecting me to say Elgar?
No, no, not Elgar.
You're not.
No,
no. No.
No, a mite earlier than that.
A mite earlier.
Man who never went
English?
To... never went to Broadheath in his life, no. It's the Husitskar Dramatic Overture, Opus 67, by Dvorak. Mm. I thought it had a lot of Dvorak about it, but I must have been wrong. Frank, you're a BBC Radio 4 listener and a BBC 1 viewer on occasions, so can you tell me the unusual double that this record achieved? Recognise it? I've heard it before.
Seems to the lovable face of Cliff Mitchell more seems to.
Yes, that's right.
On, me.
Do nicely,
on a
yes.
Program where you, about holidays.
Yes, holiday program.
Well, he sent a beautiful tall girl off to a holiday camp in Yugoslavia for £8 a week. and Frank Delaney.
Frank Delaney's Radio 4. What's he called?
The bookshelf.
Bookshelf. That's right. Composed by Gordon Giltrap. The title of the tune is Heart Song. Ian, the composer's name, which is easy, the singer's name, which I think you'll also know, the opera from which the aria comes, any of those you might identify, plus the fact that it comes from Act 3. Ian, any sort of answer will do, I think.
You said the composer's name was easy. I think it's not easy. I think it's something else. I think it's Puccini.
Giacomo Easy. Yes, it's Puccini.
His son midshipman.
Sola Perduta comes from the opera. Do you know?
Well, it's... I'm not absolutely sure, but I can eliminate Butterfly, Bohème and Tosca.
Yes. Well, if that leaves Manon Lescaut, you've got it in one.
Well, it needs a few more than that, but I'll settle for
you
that.
You have your mark for Puccini. The singer...
The
was...
singer I was in no doubt about, because it's one of my great favourites, and I had a most frustrating occasion... in Rome many, many years ago, going to hear her do a dress rehearsal of Traviata. And I was lucky enough to be there and singing in the opera house, and Tebaldi and a tenor called Albanese were going to rehearse, do the dress rehearsal of Traviata. And I thought, how marvellous, I'm going to be able to hear this great soprano. And quite rightly... she decided, as the performance was the next night, she would, what we call, mark it. In other words, she'd just sing a few notes here and there, and she would sing a beautiful passage like one heard her there, and then she would go... And once we're sitting there saying, oh, come on, tread on the accelerator, girl. It was Tebaldi.
Tebaldi, Renata Tebaldi. Dennis, I was struck by the theme that began John's bit of Dvorak a minute ago. Let me play it. Reminded me of an address I used to know. Do you know which address? I'll change the tune slightly.
Do. Now there's the rib joint that we like to meet. Between 18th and 19th on Chestnut Street, or something.
That's right.
Golly, yeah.
Bing Crosby and Connie Boswell.
Connie Boswell. But surely there's nothing between 18 and 19 Chestnut Street.
Well, there wasn't
18th
and 19th. Oh, streets.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
A rib joint, yes. Whatever that... I never knew what that was.
Ribs of beef. And
I suppose
beef,
so, yeah.
I don't know. Don't write and tell me. That's what I think it is. Yeah. A music hall favourite, a folk song from America, a song about walking the street of sorrow, and a love song by Ray Noble. Those are the party pieces that end our show and our series for the moment. Hello, hello, who's your lady friend? One chorus for Frank, and then how about another for the whole audience to join in?
Hello, hello, who's your lady friend? Who's the little girlie by your side? I've seen you with the girl or two. Hello, I am surprised at you. Hello, hello, what's your little game? Don't you think your ways you ought to mend? It wasn't the girl I saw you with on Friday. So who's your lady friend? Hello, hello, who's your lady friend? Who's the little girl by your side? I've seen you, oh, in the girl too. Oh, 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 I am surprised at you. Hello, 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 what's your little game? Don't you think your ways you ought to mend? It wasn't the girl I saw you with a fine man. Who's your lady friend?
You applauding, you or him?
Do you want me to join in with you?
No, no, I think not, because John's lovely. It's the American folk song, Long Time Ago.
The ballad, really.
Mm.
On the lake where drooped the willow, long time ago, where the rock threw back the billow, brighter than snow, dwelt a maiden loved and cherished by high and low. But with autumn leaf she perished long time ago. While to my fond words she listened, murmuring low, tenderly her blue eyes glistened long time ago.
Now for a highly dramatic song for which the listener needs a strong stomach.
It was originally sung by Claudette Colbert in a black fringe and a beret. Long time ago.
I walked along the street of sorrow, the boulevard of broken dreams, where gigolo and gigolette can take a kiss without regret and so forget their broken dreams. You laugh today and cry tomorrow, when you behold your shattered schemes. And gigolo and gigolette wake up to find their eyes are wet with tears that tell of broken dreams. Here is where you'll always find me, always walking up and down. But I left my heart behind me, get this line, in an old cathedral town. The joy that you find here you borrow, you cannot keep it long it seems. But gigolo and gigolette can take a kiss without regret and so forget their broken dreams.
After that, something tender from Ian. It's tender and just simple.
Just before you... I mean, he's been working towards that for the whole series. Sorry to interrupt.
1981, I started that.
I'm sorry to interrupt you, Steve, but I was so moved
by... Well, of course, we were indeed touched. But I propose to be touched by this lovely, simple love song that you've got for us, Ian.
the very thought of you, and I forget to do the little ordinary things that everyone ought to do. I'm living in a kind of daydream. I'm happy as a king. And foolish though it may seem, to me that's everything. The mere idea of you, the longing here for you. You'll never know how slow the moments go till I'm near to you. I see your face in every flower, your eyes in stars above. It's just the thought of you, the very thought of you, my love.
Lovely. A Ray Noble song, and may I announce a Noble victory this week, rather a narrow one, for Ian Wallace and Dennis Norden. Goodbye from us all. Bye.
Taking part in My Music were John Amos, Frank Muir, Ian Wallace and Dennis Norden. The chairman was Steve Race. The questions were compiled by Steve Race, and the program was produced by Pete Atkin.